Good morning, LinkedIn friends and Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily. Happy Thursday, Nico. It is August 14th.
That it is. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing all right. And thank you so much for sharing that episode. I think I got through an hour of it this morning between just waking up and taking a walk around the neighborhood. And I kind of set it up with our post. And just want to show how old habits are dying hard, even for the best of us, in terms of suggesting that I need Nico to teach me about a topic. What I really mean there is I'm going to get Nico's take on and commentary on this topic. But even in advance, before I posted that, I did this. Went over to Perplexity, and I'm not sure how to zoom in Perplexity. Do you know how to do that?
I'm guessing it's the old school left control plus on the
control plus.
No?
Oh, on plus. Yeah. So sorry. It might be a little small, but
I mean, it's still control mouse wheel if you're trying to go to the if you're trying to zoom in on the content.
Yeah. Not. This is the app. That's probably my problem.
Right. Yeah. No, I've got it open.
Okay.
Control mouse wheel. You can't.
Yeah, not doing it.
For me, I can see it on your mouse wheel. You've got that, you've got the okay. That's all good. I mean, I can read it. So
yeah. So I went here. I went to Perplexity, and
not that if I can, then everybody else should. But I mean, I could see it, and it's not.
Made sure that first of all, understanding that these are different things. I was pretty sure they were, but this was how I positioned it. And in doing so, it gives some great definitions. So the question is crypto and tokenization the same thing? Nico sent this episode of Moonshots that was all about, a lot of it was about the crypto, legislation that's happening at the, federal level right now. So I figured I better start paying attention to that. Of course, crypto and tokenization are not the same thing, though they are closely related within the digital asset world. What is crypto? Crypto typically refers to cryptocurrency, which is a digital currency that utilizes cryptographic techniques for secure transactions and operates on a decentralized network, often using blockchain technology. Examples include Bitcoin and Ethereum. What is tokenization? Tokenization is the process of creating a digital representation of real or digital asset, such as money, real estate, stocks, or even data, on a blockchain, often in the form of a token. So now that I have a base level of understanding, tell us about what's happening in terms of the U.S. government getting serious about crypto.
It's not too surprising to me, only because of the fact of what happened at the beginning of the year, and that I'm trying to do it without doing too much politics, but basically, the leadership, as it were, decided to create its own cryptocurrency, and kind of had a heads up at that point that, hey, we're probably just going to shift over into that, because that would also make said leadership's cryptocurrency also worth more monies. So it kind of doesn't surprise me, but at the same time, look, this future that we're going into, is it going to be bad? there are still going to be people that, like we've said, cling to the old ways. There's going to be a long transition time for those people. And there may not be a transition altogether. I can very much see this future because of balance where we have a current system. We're not going to be able to stamp it out. So we're going to end up with duplicate systems. And those duplicate systems are simply going to be capitalism versus not capitalism. It's pretty much going to be that simple. It's going to be capitalism versus abundance. And abundance is always going to win. Capitalism will always struggle. But that's kind of what capitalism wants. It wants the struggle. It has this representation. There's a psychological.
It monetizes the gaps, right? Yeah,
like it allows for competition. It allows for I'm better. It allows for, you know, whatever, I'm the best and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, initially and for the most part up until now, it has been the driver of science and innovation and technology. But now the technology is driving the technology. So we don't need the capitalism anymore in order to garner that, right? Yeah. So making the shift over to crypto, to me, it's like, it's about time. I don't carry coins ever, and I barely carry bills. I think I still have some paper money somewhere. I just don't do that anymore. So everything I do is digital, and shifting what you have now over to cryptocurrency. I mean, it's the same thing as like shifting, you know, into gold or shifting into stocks or whatever. It's a different means, but the big difference is that you can actually buy stuff in real life. With
cryptocurrency. Yeah.
So like, and there's like crypto ATMs. Right.
I can't take
in odd gold, places.
Can't take a gold bar to the local store.
You can try and take it to the local pawn shop where you will get like forever.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, I mean gaps. Yeah, so like we were talking about Ready Player One the other day, right? And like whether that's a viable future or not. Well, if you guys remember in Ready Player One, player goes into the game, earns I don't know, tokens of data from playing the game, right? Also creates tokens of data from being a player in the game and being an entertainment, basically a form of entertainment within the game, acting as an NPC for actively watching viewers, right? That's a form of tokenization. So player gets paid for playing the game and then uses said game monies to then buy a real life haptic suit. And real life VR gear.
Yeah.
The future. Like it's not that inconceivable. It's just that you guys don't play video games on the daily, so it doesn't make sense.
I do think they made like the three things I wanted to mention, because it was super helpful the way that they presented this in terms of like making it more practical for me to understand the value of what's happening and the importance of what's happening together. Yeah. Right. Like one, like we've talked about on occasion, AKA every day, AI cuts through complexity.
Mm.
And there is so much value to be unlocked by creating this digital system, this like digital currency and different ways to exchange it than without having to force everything through a bank. And they talked about wire transfers and the clunkiness of that and just the ridiculousness of it at the end of the day. Right. So that's one thing. There's just like trillions of units.
Yeah.
I want to call them dollars because that's another part of that conversation that people should go watch. Like we have to be very careful that the dollar doesn't like, you know, tank immediately. But in this world, like if you can buy with a token, then you don't need the dollar. So the dollar value goes down. And there's so much value to be unlocked by just changing the system in this way. Mm-hmm.
And for those of you guys who think that like it's not possible, you can't do it. Too many places rely on the dollar. Too many places rely on the paper. I used to carry around drachmas. Not just like paper drachmas, but like coins. Because, man, the coins went up a considerable quantity, unfortunately. I used to carry lira. I used to carry French francs. I don't carry that shit anymore. I just carry euros. Right? It's totally possible. It's not inconceivable. We've done it before. Many times. Right. We used to have all sorts of different currencies. We even used to just trade gold, right? Like, it's an evolution.
Yeah. Even your point.
Yeah, to your point. Like, well, what you were saying earlier is one of the things I hate the most. I'm sorry. Is just the bank transfers thing, right? It always blows my mind that I don't use paper money anymore and I do digital transfers. And it's always like, in the next 1 to 3 days. Like, what the hell are you talking about? It's digital monies. It's numbers in your thing, just like it's numbers in the other thing. So why? What's the we need to verify the papers. No, you don't. Because when you take my money, you lend other monies out. Like, there's a whole, the reason that banks don't like it is because you can't do all that scammy stuff that they always do, the products that they sell you, right? It just, I don't know, works on a transparent layer where you have what you have, you trade what you trade, and, you know, never somebody gets in between to broker it for you, right?
Well, they talked about EFTs as like once where we're at right now, where people get rich off of the EFT, like the transactions themselves.
Right.
Right. That's a problem. That's what part of what I'm referring to off of monetizing the gap. And the gap is like you physically are unable to send the money. So this other piece comes in and facilitates that for you, right? The other thing, because I always struggle with, and probably the subconscious reason I don't invest is that I don't like playing the game that is not designed for me to win, really. And it came up about like, in relationship to investing in biotech. And Peter said, like, because I was looking for my way in, like, how do I get serious about this without, like, just, like, playing the game to try and be good at the game, right? Instead of creating value, right? He mentioned, like, imagine a world where we're actually investing for valuable outcome reasons. Instead of just financial wins, which is where we've been. And I think what you're saying about Ready Player One, it's like if you're showing up and creating value, it's literally adding like monetizable value to the system without having to do a bunch of other stuff to make sure it's seen as value.
Yep.
Right? It just gets added. It gets added to your balance sheet. And that's obviously really, really exciting for me to think about. Yep. And I can't remember the third thing right now, but maybe you'll refresh me as we keep talking. But it's clearly follow the money. Like, big money's going that way right now. So if you're ahead of this, which I know a lot of people are, I hope it works out for you because the description I just gave about decentralization, I think like part of this is trying to attach it to the banking system that we have, which naturally centralizes it a little bit more. Right. But it's good to see like governments not doing this is ultimately what would make the transition harder and longer into this abundance world that we're talking about.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The only thing that stands in the way is us. It's not like this can't happen. It's happening naturally. So like, here's the coolest part. The coolest part is that it creates, ultimately it creates a division. So ultimately you'll just be able to choose like, no, I want to be part of abundance. I don't want to be part of, whatever scarcity. And I say that because like China, right? The only reason that DeepSeek hasn't released a new model is because they're waiting on Huawei to get the chips. You guys understand how like profound a statement that is? Because I'm adding it to the Oracle. China is trying to get its Chinese model to be only dependent upon China's resources. We just struck this, I don't even know what deal with NVIDIA, where we're supposed to take 15% off the head while they sell inferior chips to China. I don't think they're going to need them soon. Right? So yeah. One country is working towards self-sustained abundance in the form of like, hey, we'll just do it all together for everybody anyway, right? You also have the capitalist-driven abundance. GPT-5 is almost half the cost, half the token cost as GPT-4.1. Still even cheaper than GPT-4. It's like, I don't know, it's like whatever, 40% cheaper than GPT-4. 5.1 nano is half the cost of 4.1 nano, which is, it's crazy to me. It's 5 cents per million tokens. That's crazy to me. I was already not even hitting $1 before. Now it's like, I don't think it's ever going to get there. I don't think you guys realize like what that means. Grok 4 is free now today. Yeah. Hello. Hello, Grok 4, like the one of the top gotta pay money for models free today. As of today, I guess. I don't know if Elon's gonna keep going, but I don't see why not. Like,
well, they start to connect. Like, this is I love this.
How can you keep up? The only way you keep up is by bringing the price down and allowing your value to be the driver.
Yes.
Right.
And if people aren't using it, they cannot get value. The reason I love this episode is it brought all these, and they said it right off the bat, so I was engaged, but like it brings these seemingly disconnected news stories together in a way, because they go into like the space, like space race situation.
Oh, TSMC.
And TSMC and Intel. And the nationalization of a company like Intel, which is basically what's happening because we can't afford for them to fail. And that's where you've mentioned like your choice to move to Ohio, right? Yep. Intel has paused next gen chip production for reasons. And now the government is stepping in. Is trying to step in to like support that because yep. We do need a self-sustaining infrastructure, at least at this point, like since it's scarcity minded, right, is what's causing this. But bringing these all together, like to your point of Grok 4 being free, like one of the next stories was, SpaceX and Starlink. Right. Starlink is a funding driver. Like that's where the capital is coming from.
Yep.
Right. And that's where Elon, and this is where I don't know how like everything works behind the scenes across different companies and all this stuff. But it's like, yeah, like you can start to move capital around. In a way that, like, pay attention to the free value over here, which is supported by the thing that everybody really needs infrastructurally over here. And this is, yeah. So that was my favorite part about, like, if you could listen to one, right? It's not super AI focused like usual.
No.
But all the stories come together and are happening because of AI. Like even the part about they talk about deregulation.
Yeah. And
like the first time in 250 years that we're gonna like lower the amount of rules related to government? Like, how profound?
You've got so, like, concerns. That one. I have some concerns, right? Like, if we're talking about, like, look, rules typically exist for a reason. They typically don't throw them in place just to throw them in place. Government rules, maybe not so much. Don't know. But when it comes to regulations around, like, I don't know, buildings, structural design, things of that nature, those kind of regulations probably should stay in place, right? Like,
yeah,
probably a good idea on that front. Unfortunately, that's a lot of the red tape that they're trying to cut. And also related to, if you guys have been, when I say paying attention to the news, trust me when I say watching your YouTube feed that is hopefully attuned to, like, AI stuff. Cause that's the only news that I watch. I don't watch mainstream stuff. But there have been just countless stories now of, like, XYZ state ousts data center and XYZ town votes down data center. That's going to stop happening. You're not even going to be able to have the capability of shutting it down. That's what this deregulation means. Don't think that it's all sunshine and rainbows. Like, yeah, it's going to allow for chip fab to build a little bit faster. Hopefully as safe as it would have otherwise. But it's also going to allow for data centers to pop up wherever the hell they're willing to pay billions of dollars to pop them up. They're not going to get in the way of things like Stargate. They just aren't. They're not going to get in the way of what Meta plans on building. I don't even know where they're planning on building it. Right. But yeah, the deregulation stuff does kind of bother me a bit. Like, there's, again, like, I'm sure accelerationists are like, yeah, let's do it. It's like, okay, kinda, but maybe not, like, head first without, you know, cause, like, this kind of reminds me of the, hey, let's get rid of, like, whole agencies and then we'll go back and figure out whether we need some of those pieces or not, right? Like,
yeah,
it's like, maybe we shouldn't, but then same thing with TSMC, right? I do see that. I see the deregulation also being a means of, and I don't know, again, like, the geopolitical stuff, it all has to get taken into account. China is putting immense pressure on Taiwan pretty much on the daily, right? To the point where they've built this thing that can literally span from the shore of China to the shore of Taiwan. Like, that is the plan. With this thing they're building, it is like this infinite bridge that they're just going to drive stuff over there. Just the most ridiculous thing I can think of in 2025, but still they're doing it. They know, right? Like, they know. It looks like aircraft carriers just chained together. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
That's only way it could work.
They're trying. It would be this, like, it's the equivalent of us building something like that to it's kind of like the Keys, like the Florida Keys.
Yeah.
It's something like that. Not a bridge, though. It's like a military, it looks like aircraft carriers chained together. So, they're trying to do that because they want TSMC, because they want to own the future of chip fab. Well, we're deregulating so that TSMC can pop up in Arizona. At the same time, we're still missing the bodies that we need to get that happening. But I can see this plan where, oh, hopefully we bring TSMC to the U.S. and then we don't even have to worry about defending Taiwan. Like, China can just have at it.
Yeah. You know,
again, like, geopolitical, terrible stuff, right? So,
you know, that came up for balance. Sure.
there's gotta be
balance. As it was framed for me, definitely not from an accelerationist point of view, more from a, the unnecessary complexity created by, like, the way that we create regulation and laws. There are countless things on the books that are in contradiction, like, to each other. And that's because we innovate and then we regulate, and it just, like, continues to stack up. So this is where, like, the objectivity of AI, right? We hope like helps balance out the situation. But, you know, when powerful people are doing powerful things, it's fair to be, to have some concern. But again, like a lot of the complexity created, like you've got to get a building consultant involved. Just like, okay, there's these two things. I got to do all this paperwork. And now these services pop up. Oh, we know how to cut through that right for you. Right. And all these mechanisms, I've experienced it, you know, back in 2015, building a new building, just this little jurisdiction that yep. decides there, if you're in their space, they're king of that space. And they'll let you know by like paperworking you to death.
Yes. Basically. Yeah. Permitting you to death.
Right. And those are the things that,
the delays, because it's all human run. Like, so what were we just talking about?
Yes.
What are government, like, if you've ever tried to like set up your own business physically, holy, depending on the area that you're in, right? Like if it's here in Ohio, they practically just hand it to you. But if you're in like, not even a decently established area, it could just be an area where, you know, again, like you got whomever at the helm of the mayorship or whatever, and they feel like they're going to put their foot down. And yeah, you get buried under this paperwork that's like, well, you know, we got to get a guy out there to do some surveys, but poof, booked up for 3 weeks. So 3 weeks from now, meanwhile, you're still paying monthly on the lease.
Yeah.
I've done the same thing. I've paid for 9 months on a lease before government even walked in the door.
Unless you want to expedite that for this cost. Yep. And it's got to be this guy, though.
Yeah.
You do that, right? Like the whole, whenever we use the word complex in relationship to like, you know, federal level industry,
mm-hmm.
like so much of that is just, another thing that was mentioned, and then we got to wrap, is like the importance of clarity moving forward. Cause when it's unclear, you know, ethical actors stay out, and unethical actors do not, right? So either way, like it should, if you are able to listen to this, and maybe we'll share a link in the notes, it just brings together the picture around AI in a way that I hadn't experienced yet. So highly recommend if you want to be informed and understand that this, if you can have one takeaway from today's show, the speed at which the government is moving to solve for this, like, should be indicative enough of change being upon us. And when those kinds of things that usually move fairly slow, like, mm-hmm. right? So take notes. We'll share the link and we'll be back here, tomorrow to wrap up the week. Thanks so much, Nico.
No problem. See you, Chris.